Welcome to Real Estate Investors Front Seat Education, sponsored by REI Wealth Academy, where you learn how to supplement your income, contribute to something bigger than yourself, transform the children's future, all through building real estate investing residual income.
Hey, what's happening, fellow investors? This is the next video that I'm coming at you with, the second video to talk about how to kind of pitch yourself, how to talk about what it is you do in real estate investing to other people. And so we're going to talk about the value proposition, the elevator pitch, as it were. And this is where people really get caught up. And the one thing I kind of want to remind you starting out as you getting ready to pitch, a lot of people get really nervous when they're trying to approach somebody or trying to bring up the topic if it doesn't feel like it's coming naturally to them. The question that I have is, it's as simple as someone asking you, hey, well, what are you doing these days in your off time? Well, right now, you know, I work full time, but on the side, I'm doing real estate investing. Oh, really? Real estate investing? I didn't know that. You know, tell me more about it. And instead of, you know, you can go ahead and give your pitch there, or you can even say, well, yeah, that's great. You know, that's awesome that you're interested. Why do you ask? And so even though you're going to be pitching, even though you're going to be speaking about what it is you do, I don't want the focus of this necessarily to be you telling somebody. Keep your ears open. Listen. Why? Ask why that they're even interested in some of that in the first place. Maybe they have someone on their mind that they go, wow, yeah, I just heard somebody else doing real estate investing. Maybe I can hook these two people up. It may be as simple as that. So ask the question about why they might be doing that in the first place. So as you develop your pitch. So we talked about who you are in the first segment that we did. So this one I really want to say just a couple different scenarios. So if you're a wholesaler, you can say, well, I find houses at a deep discount and I sell it to other investors that meet their criteria. And so that audience that you might have, and that's one big thing. When you're speaking to somebody, try the best you can to know your audience when you're talking to them. Now, if you're at a real estate investment group, you can really go into the pitch. You can be unabashed about what it is that you're doing. If you're meeting somebody on the street, maybe you know them, maybe you don't. You might want to find out a little bit more about them in general, but try to explain some of those things in layman's terms. I find houses at deep discounts and I sell them to other investors that meet their criteria. That's something that's easily understood by any person coming across, and it might pique their interest enough or it might not, and that's okay. Another one would be buy and hold. You know, I find home that meet my criteria and my private investors' criteria to get them a good return. So if you're talking to somebody who's already somewhat savvy as far as investing goes, whether that's in stocks or their retirement account, you can open that up. You can also ask them questions, and this is one of Roberta's favorite questions to ask, is like, hey, well, what are you getting in your, what return are you getting in your retirement account? Oh, really? Well, I can get maybe six times that. And so you don't necessarily want to talk to numbers every single time a person comes up. You want to make sure you're staying current with all the SEC regulations that are out there. But when you're talking to somebody about what you may be able to do for them, that's the value proposition that you're looking for. So if you have a specified amount of return that you can find that you're trying to get for investors because that's your strategy, you can say that. Also, you know, flippers, it's kind of a tagline. You know, I improve neighborhoods by fixing up one home at a time and selling it to a great new family that's looking for a new home for themselves. So there's different ways that you can pitch it. So you have who you are, what it is that you do. So, you know, I find houses at deep discounts. I find houses for a long-term buy and hold. And the value proposition, maybe to the person that you're talking to, depending on the audience, would be a return that you might get, or that could be a possible seller, or that might be able to hook you up with somebody who might be a private investor themselves. And the last that I want to stress here is for who you are and what you offer, write it down. Write it down. Have it something that is practiced and rehearsed in your mind. Stand in front of a mirror, hear yourself say it a little bit, talk to somebody else. Let them hear you say it. Let them give you feedback on it. You know, maybe repeat it every single day. Maybe that's something that you're putting, other than just reviewing your goals, when you're thinking about your real estate investing and you're getting passionate about it, put that up in front of you and memorize that sucker. That way, when you go to talk to somebody else about it, it's right there on the tip of your tongue, ready to go. And you'll know, I think, the moment that it happens. And guess what? Hey, what if you fail at it? If you come off too strong, that's okay. There's another person down the road. If you miss the chance, that's okay too. Go back and practice and get ready for the next one that's going to come up. So with that, I'm going to wrap it up. So you're developing your pitch. We talked about who you are, talked about what your value proposition is, getting it written down and telling people where you can provide value. Check us out on Facebook with Real Estate Investors Wealthacademy.com or the Roanoke Real Estate Education Group. You can also go to REIWealthacademy.com to check out the blog. If you're not already following us on Facebook or you have somebody that is definitely interested in this, the value proposition we have for you is they won't be disappointed by learning more about real estate investing and what it can do for their future. This is John. I'll see you at the next video. Take care.
Decide today you don't want to take a back seat. Finally break your financial life cycle. Learn more now at www.reiwealthacademy.com.